Back Huskies Drive Time right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Joe Hagenmiller, who I cannot see right now because he's on the phone, but I couldn't see him much better last night either at the soccer pitch because it was so dark. Was that? Am I not right on that, Joe?
Yeah, Dirk, some lights might have been a nice touch there.
But you guys came away with the victory in a shootout. That was awesome. Except for, well, not awesome for me, but awesome for you guys. That was a fun game to watch.
It was a fun game to coach, and I hope it was a fun game for the players to play.
I think so. It got a little dark last night at youth soccer, but Joe's team won in the extra time or the shootout. And, hey, congratulations. I don't know team scores, Joe, this past weekend, but a couple of your runners honored, and Deidre and Sean. Talk a little bit about them down at the Olaf.
Well, both of them are really running at a very high level right now, a level that we haven't seen in a while. I don't know if Sean's running better than Brian Stetter was when he was here, and I don't know how he's running compared to Ben Schout, but he's running at least at the level that those guys were, and both of those guys were serious contenders to go to the national championships as individuals. I think Deidre's doing the same thing, that she's running at the level of past just outstanding athletes we've had, like Christina Owen and Kristen Crouch.
Well, for team results, fifth for the men, seventh for the women. Talk about that.
To be honest, it was an okay result, but I felt like we were a little flat, and that may be our coaching staff may have had people coming in with less than a full tank of gas to run the races. But at the same time, the stakes that we had in this race were really not too high. Our big stake races are going to be all in November and hopefully December this year. So at this time of year, we're really training through these races. So I can't be too disappointed with the fifth and seventh place result, but I did think that we didn't run our best races. We had a lot of people that maybe got caught up in the moment a little bit when the gun went off and maybe put the pedal down to the metal a little bit too much in the first kilometer, 2 kilometers, and paid the price in the last 2 kilometers.
Maybe talk about a couple of athletes who you thought have made big improvements from last season to this season.
Well, on the guys' side, I think we got to talk about the two Dans, Dan Byrne and Dan Kulis. Both these guys have made some huge improvements, and Dan is a third or fourth year in our program, and he's battled some injuries, probably just pushed a little bit too hard in his training. I think he's learned a little bit and has learned when he needs to back off a little bit on a particular day of training, and he's running fantastic right now. And Dan Kulis, it's great to have a youper running fast for us, a guy from the Iron Mountain area. He just comes to practice every day, puts in his work, and has been working hard, and you can tell he worked really hard over the summer. I mean, both these guys are having PRs where they're not just having 5-second PRs, it's 40 seconds, a minute, minute 20.
Wow.
And when you can make improvements like that in, you know, a 25 to 28 minute race, that's huge.
And obviously Deidre has made a huge improvement over the offseason on the women's side, but maybe talk about some of the other female athletes who have done that.
Well, actually, on the women's side, it's hard to say how much improvement they're making from last year, because so many of our athletes that are doing well are freshmen this year with the women. You know, we've got at least Domkowski has come in and is adjusting fairly well to college training, and the same with Liz Block. Those two have come in and, you know, really hit the ground running, so to speak, and been ready to go with college training. And then we've got Sophie Farquhar and Emily Vigil. Both of them have also come in and been ready to compete for us right away, and that's good to see. And then we've got four other skiers that are in there mixing it up with those four freshmen. So it's a good mix that we've got.
So you got the week off, right, Joe, and then you go to the Blue Gold Invitational?
Yeah, that's right. We're going to take this week off, probably head up to Copper Harbor and get away from campus and do a training session up there and enjoy the fall colors a little bit.
No, sounds good. All right, well, congratulations, Joe, on not only the team doing well, but a couple of individuals really standing out. And it looks like we're in for a great cross-country season for Michigan Tech. And good luck in your soccer, too, because you need more teams to coach, I think.
Thanks, Dirk.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe. Joe Hagenmiller here on Mix 93. That is Huskies Drive Time. And really quick, Wes, can we give away some volleyball tickets?
Yes, we can.
All right, we'll give away some volleyball tickets right now. All you need to be is my first caller on the mix line at 483-4054. Wes, this is a big weekend for Michigan Tech volleyball because they're on a little bit of a roll right now. They split last weekend on the road. They swept the weekend before on the road. This team is making some big strides, and this could be a big weekend at home.
Absolutely, it could. They opened the season at 1-4. The home tournament, but went on the road and won three of their four matches to start the conference season. They go tomorrow night at Northern Michigan before they come home for the weekend. So it's a great opportunity for them to continue rolling, Dirk.
All right, that big match tonight. I hope we can beat Northern again. We've got the soccer out of the way. We've got volleyball tonight, and then, of course, Northern.
Must be Northern week.
It's Northern week, no doubt about it. Who's our caller here? Hello?
This is Jason Evans.
Jake?
Jason.
Jason.
Yeah.
What's the last name?
Evans.
Evans. Where are you from, Jason Evans?
Houghton. Houghton and Lake Linden.
Oh, both.
Well, originally Lake Linden, Houghton now.
Wow. It's way too much information, Jason. I didn't need all that, buddy. But are you going to give away your Social Security number, too?
No.
Oh, okay. Jason, you have won two tickets to Michigan Tech Volleyball Friday night against Findlay, okay?
Great.
Pick them up here at the radio station.
Sounds awesome.
All right. Thanks a lot. Jason Evans is our winner of those tickets. And, good luck to Coach Jennings tonight.
Yeah.
Down at Northern Michigan.
Yeah, I said tomorrow night. Yeah, it's already Tuesday.
No, it's tonight. Yeah,
it is tonight. Yeah.
Tonight. So
it's the 23rd. Wow.
And some great home events this weekend. Make sure you stop by. And if you can't be there for volleyball, Mitch will have the call for you on Mix 93. We'll have both matches for you. And again, Mel Pearson's show starts 1 week from yesterday. So tune into that as we get set for the hockey season coming up. And that bus trip, really quick, west down to Northern Michigan, sponsored by the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub. And you need to sign up for it. They do take credit cards, and the number to call, 487-5882. Anything you need to add to that?
$45 gets you food, transportation, and a game ticket. Yeah, what else could you want?
You can't ask for more.
A great night of entertainment, and watch the Huskies hopefully bring the Miners Cup down there and bring it back to Houghton.
All right. Thanks to Wes. Thanks to all of our coaches. That is Huskies Drive Time right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. You can hear Huskies Drive Time anytime after this afternoon by logging on to the Michigan Tech website, MichiganTechHuskies.com. You can get the audio on demand and listen at your leisure.
Broadcasting from WKMJ-FM Hancock.
To Southridge and Jacobs Field to Twin Lakes.
This is Mix 93.